And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Memorial Opera House. They're going to talk about what's coming up in this new year and also some of the things that just happened in the past year. And we appreciate that. We have Scott P.J. McDonald and Andrew Brent from the Memorial Opera House. They're going to tell us about some of the things coming up, especially like Mega Beatles and beyond. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for having
welcome.
Us.
Well, you have coming up, I mean, well, let's talk, look back a little bit. The weather impacted one of your concerts earlier on. So tell us a little bit about that. That was the holiday concert and you managed to get through that, but you had to reschedule it.
Yeah, that was the Holiday Pops concert that was originally scheduled for December the 22nd with South Shore Orchestra because of really bad weather, as we've noted, and everybody made it through. We rescheduled that till Tuesday, December the 27th. So right after Christmas, Santa still showed up. It was still a great, almost sold out crowd. Really, really wonderful time with some great holiday music. So looking forward to future events with them.
Sure. And that do they do just one concert or did you a couple concerts with you?
So they're kind of in the same boat as everybody that's involved with the arts right now of still recovering from the global pandemic. So I believe that in 2023, we're actually looking at scheduling a summer concert with them as well as the Holiday Pops, and then hopefully we can get back into a regular rotation where they were coming three or four times a year moving forward.
And we talked about in the previous interview, and you also had the Limelights, and they did Elf Jr., and so tell us just briefly how that went.
Yep, that was 12 performances of Elf Jr., and almost every single one was sold out. It was really an incredible time. It was probably one of our most popular and best-selling Christmas shows. The fact that you can do a show in an hour at Christmas time and people feel great about it and can get on with their day and their shopping and other things, it really was a home run.
That's great. And you directed that. So it was gotta be fun having all those kids on stage.
I know, it seemed like so much fun.
Yeah, it was. 40 kids is a lot, but you know, it works.
Just like herding cats. Well, you know, let's move into the new year and happy new year to both of you. And you have Mega Beatles, and that's coming on January 21st. So tell us a little bit about the background of that and everything.
Sure. Andy, you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. So I believe this is our eighth performance, not necessarily consecutive because one of the years, I think 2020 was a hiccup or 2021, one of those years they weren't there. But typically we've done them annually for about 8 years. Every January, they kind of kick off our concert series for the year. We're getting back on track this year. It'll be no different. We anticipate a sellout. It's always a sellout crowd. It's always a great time. So we're really looking forward to Mega Beatles. And like I said, they're kicking off a new concert series. We've got 10 concerts lined up for 2023, and we're very excited about that.
Well, real briefly.
It's kind of exciting that their main album was that they're going to play is Revolver, and that was the Beatles never played that live ever. So here you go. You're going to have it.
The concert will be long enough that they'll do more than that because they do all the old hits. You know, they just every song they play is a hit. It's just a great time.
Now, I want to go back to what you touched on, some of your other concerts you have coming up and events, so we don't want to miss out on that. And we're going to get back to those with either spotlights or features, hopefully. We're and then we are going to have Chris Caldwell, like I said earlier, for a feature interview kind of just before the concert. But tell us about some of the other events you have coming up.
Well, in March, we're looking at Elton Jeff and the Honky Cats. They did their world premiere with us last June. That was very exciting. That was a record sellout. That concert sold out in like a month and a half, and it was 3 months before the event even happened. So we're very excited about having them back. I hear they're making the rounds in the region. They're doing very well, very successful. On the heels of that will be Echoes of Pompeii, an excellent Pink Floyd tribute band that we've had back annually for several years now. They're always a great time. We've got a new blues double bill blues act coming, Cashbox Kings, who's been at the Opera House before, and they're going to double with Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. So we're very excited about that. That's also mid-April. We're looking at, we do have a benefit that we're hosting for, which will feature Willie Nile, and that's in June. We're looking at Midwest Big Band, who's Big Band Jazz. They've been in our venue a number of times, very successful, very great concert, followed by Atlantic City Boys, who will be coming back in late June as well. And they're kind of a Jersey Boys tribute kind of band and very, very fun event. A lot of audience participation in that one. In August, we're looking at Marrakesh Express, which is a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tribute, followed by Bonfire, which is an AC/DC tribute. So you can see we're getting a lot of variety in our musical tastes this year. And then we're very, very excited about on August 26th, Roger McGuinn will be joining us. He hasn't been here for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And we're real excited about that. And then I think we're going to have Midwest Big Band again in the fall.
Wow. Have a great season.
Of course, orchestra and our main stage season too. So,
well, and let's talk a little bit about the main stage and your theatrical things going on. You have something coming up, well, I know in May, but maybe you have something before then?
Yeah, we have 5 shows lined up for the year. The first weekend of March, we open up with Lucky Stiff, the musical. And then April, May, we're doing Nonsense. And then this summer, we'll be doing the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which that is just a mouthful. And we'll be doing Little Shop of Horrors this fall, and then White Christmas next year at this time, at the holidays. We're also launching the first Indiana chapter of the Penguin Project, which is theater for students with physical and mental limitations. It's also a mentoring program. We're participating in that with the Boys and Girls Club and Opportunity Enterprises. And we'll be mounting Annie for 1 weekend in September. So we're very, very excited. So really, really exciting season. It's our 130th anniversary this year. I'm very, very excited about all the things coming down the pike.
Well, we're almost ready to wrap up here, but we want to give you an opportunity to tell us about how people can find out about Memorial Opera House if they don't know already.
Sure, sure. They can visit the website at memorialoperahouse.com. That's memorialoperahouse.com. They can also stop in at the box office at 104 Indiana Avenue in Valparaiso or give us a call, 219-548-9137.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Scott P.J. McDonald, Andy Brent. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing everything that's going on there.
Absolutely a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full 1-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.